I want to go to Zechariah 14, verses 1 through 4 to start out today. I believe we are in a place that is so critical to the church. I believe we are in a place that things are fixing to happen that we've talked about all of our life. And some of us are young and some of us are old. And of course, these things I'm going to talk about today, I never heard them till I was way on up, probably 40 years of age. The church I was in didn't talk about these things at all. There's a lot of things the church I was in didn't talk about. One thing they didn't talk about a whole lot was sickness and sin. They just didn't talk about that much. But anyway, the end time study is something that the Baptists are not very good at. We don't talk about what's going to happen in the end. But I know God put me in the book of Revelation 6 or 8 months ago. I know I have listened and read and studied and been through the book of Revelation at least 30 or 40 times in the last 6 months. At least that many, maybe more than that. I have listened to that CD on the book of Revelation. I've left it in my pickup over and over and over. I've listened to that thing. And God has been putting me in a new place. And now recently in the last month, He has put me with several different prophetic teachers to listen to hear what they think is going to happen and where we are. Well, in the last 2 weeks, I have really listened to some awesome ones, and I've listened to them over and over and over. And I will just have to tell you, when I did start learning about prophetic things, I guess the first man I learned from at all was some crazy guy over here in Plano by the name of Hal Lindsey. You know, somebody told me about him, and I listened to what he had to say, and he was talking about the coming of the Lord, you know, and the rapture of the church. It's going to happen. You know, okay, well, you know, okay. So I listened to him, and I thought how exciting and how interesting this is that he's talking about the coming of the Lord. I thought, wow, you know, well, it's been a couple thousand years since he was here before. You know, maybe he will come again, you know, but I didn't know anything about it. But in those years, I have studied things. I have read the Bible and studied it so intently that little by little, God has begun to reveal to me some of the things that's going to happen in the end time. And now then, last Friday night, I was listening to Hal Lindsey on TBN. And he had his program on Friday evening. And as he closed out the program, he said, you know, you've heard me say a lot of times that we are in the last days. Well, Paul said we were in the last days. You know, that's been 2,000 years ago. And we are still in the last days. But Hal Lindsey said, things are coming to pass so rapidly. He said, I have been saying that the beginning of the tribulation period could start within a year or two or three or four, or at least in a few years. But he said, with what's happening today, the tribulation period could start in hours or maybe days. That really got my attention. I thought, now how many times have I said right here in this church in the last year that I believe that 2010 is going to be the beginning of the tribulation period? I don't know if that soaked in on any of you or not. Most of you probably thought, well, you know, I've heard this forever, so I don't believe it's going to be in 2010. But I believe I have absolute proof from God's word that's going to confirm this. Now then, if I'm wrong, hey, next year you can say he was wrong. But if the things begin to happen that I think is going to happen, and I'm going to show you where I get all this information. And I'm going to start today with Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. And I want to show you what God said. Now, this was one of my big questions that I didn't understand. Because I want you to see what the scripture says. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh. The day of the Lord. That's the end. That's when Jesus is coming back to judge the world. That's when he's literally coming back to walk on the earth. The day of the Lord. The day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem. Now that right there, when you read the word of God and you've studied it, you got to realize it, when it says I will bring all nations against Jerusalem, it doesn't mean all but the United States. It means I will bring all. Well, now up until just recently, I mean, when I would read the scriptures like this, I would think, well, it must be a long time in the future. Because Israel is one of our best allies in the Middle East. Really, they're our only ally in the Middle East. But we have supported Israel. Israel has been our friend. I mean, you know, we the American people have gone to Israel because as a Judeo-Christian country, we go to Israel and we go over there on vacation. There's millions of American people go to Israel every year, and most of their income comes from us or people in the world that go to Israel. Christians, I don't care where you're at. I don't care if you're in Norway. Christians go to Israel. You know, I mean, I've met a lot of people from Norway that have been to Israel several times. So people love to go where the home of our Lord is. And so we're good friends with Israel. And I think, you know, I look at this scripture and this has got to be way in the future. Because we, as an American country, one of the only superpowers, really, or at least we were, you know, the only superpower left after Russia fell. And here we are, we're the greatest nation on earth. We're Christian, and we love Israel because that's where our Lord comes from. So I don't foresee in the future any way that God could move upon this country that we would turn our back on Israel and come against them. I just couldn't see that. But it's happened. It has now happened. For the first time in my lifetime, I have seen us come against Israel. I've seen us put a Muslim into the presidency of the United States of America that hates Israel. He locks the Muslims. He is leaning to them. He is in his meetings. He says to Palestinians, you don't have to worry about it. The very first thing he does is go to the Palestinian countries over there. And I stayed up to 4 o'clock in the morning that morning to listen to his speech in Cairo when he says, I am a Muslim. I am well aware of how the Muslim people work. And he told all about the Holy Quran. He says America is not a Christian nation. Well, let him speak for himself. I'm a Christian and I'm in America. But I knew God has got to do something and he's done it. The Word of God says no man is in power except I put him there. So Barack Obama is where he is because God put him there. He is there to fulfill these end time prophecies. And God says in his word right here, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. When I used to read that, I think that can't happen in my lifetime. It's no way. It's no way we can turn our back on Israel. But in the last year, especially the last 6 months, I have seen that come to pass. We are now Israel's enemy. Our government is demanding Israel to turn in all of their nuclear weapons and to become totally nuclear with no nukes. I mean, but Hillary Clinton is demanding that. She's not asking them to turn them in. She's demanding it. And Barack Obama is right behind her. They're wanting Israel to turn in their nukes. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do. But I do know that when the scripture says, I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses shall be rifled, and the women shall be ravished or raped, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. I mean, it's going to be hell on earth in Jerusalem sometime in the very near future. This is not very far away. And I'm going to show you how close I think it is. Now, verse 3 and 4. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. Now, then, this is something that God has done all through Scripture. If you've studied the Scripture and you've been a Bible student, you will have seen this many places. God will be upset with a nation. He will send an evil nation against them to destroy them because of their sin. And then after he does that and after they wipe out, then he will come against them somehow and kill them for killing these people. He does that over and over. It's just his way of doing business. Do any of you, have any of you read those kind of stories in God's Word? You know what I'm telling you is the truth. So he's going to do the same thing here. This is not anything new with God. This is all throughout the Scripture. And he says, And in his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. That's talking about the Lord himself. In this day, the Lord is going to stand on the Mount of Olives. He's coming back to this earth, and it's not going to be very long, and I'm going to show you. And he says, upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley, and half of the mountain it shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. In other words, there's going to be some kind of an earthquake. I mean, he's going to split this thing wide open when he comes. Well, when he said in Matthew 24 and Mark 13 and Luke 21, all those different places where he said in the last days, just before my coming, there will be wars and rumors of wars. There'll be earthquakes. There'll be the thunder. Everything will be roaring. The seas will be roaring. I mean, we have never seen the devastation that we're seeing right now. As some of you know, that last Sunday, like right now today is Sunday, we're in church at this very time, last Sunday afternoon, one of our big cities in America was undergoing a 500-year flood, Nashville, Tennessee. The Grand Ole Opry downtown Nashville was 3 foot deep in water. The city with huge high-rise buildings was, you could stand and look from any high-rise building, and the whole metroplex of Nashville is underwater, 3 to 10 or 20 feet deep. There is places where there was, I saw pictures of Nashville. We just flew across that just a couple of weeks before. We come right over Nashville, coming home, look down at a beautiful city. But you know, now then it's destroyed. It's going to cost billions of dollars to recover everything that's there. And all this just happened to be a coincidence to come in line because our president is giving Israel such a problem to divide Israel. God said in his word, you will not divide my land. If you curse my land, I will curse you. I mean, so now we got this major oil crisis off the coast down there. You know, the Russians, not the Russians, but the North Koreans, went in with a submarine down there and shot that thing, and they now know that. Barack Obama has put a complete stop on that. No media is to cover that. He don't want him with a total blackout. He don't want no media to cover what happened in the Gulf. And he's there because God put him there, and he's doing what he's doing because God is moving on his heart.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Get Ready, the King is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.